This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Briefing media on the cabinet decisions in New Delhi last afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will be implemented at an estimated outlay of 1,500 crore rupees.
1,500 crore rupees ki ye scheme hai, and as per this scheme, jo small merchants ke payments honge up to 2,000 rupees, usme koi transaction ki cost nahi lagegi aur unko incentive diya jayega. Aur usme jo Reserve Bank of India ki jo standard definitions hai, wo sari ki sari applicable hogi.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has decided to set up a new brownfield ammonia urea complex fertilizer plant within the existing premises of Brahmaputra Valley Fertilizer Corporation Limited at Namroop in Assam. He said the estimated total project cost is 10,601 crore rupees with debt equity ratio of 70-30 through a joint venture. The minister informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of a six-lane access-controlled Greenfield National Highway to connect JNPA port to Chowk in Maharashtra. The centre also gave nod to the revised Rashtriya Gokul Mission to boost growth in the livestock sector. The Cabinet also approved the revised National Programme for Dairy Development. India plans to establish its own space station, Bharat Antariksh Station, by 2035 and to land an Indian astronaut on the moon by 2040. Union Minister of State in Prime Minister's Office Dr. Jitendra Singh stated this while replying to supplementaries in Lok Sabha yesterday. On return of NASA astronaut Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore to Earth, the minister said, "It is a moment of glory, pride and relief that they came back to Earth safely." Astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore returned to Earth yesterday morning aboard Elon Musk's SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 9 months in space. This SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said there are 15,000 Jan Aushadhi outlets that are currently operational in the country. He said the government has decided to open 10,000 more such outlets in the next 2 years. The minister was replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha on the working of the Health and Family Welfare Ministry yesterday. The 8th India-Germany Joint Working Group meeting on agriculture was held in New Delhi yesterday. It was co-chaired by Secretary of the Department of Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Alka Upadhyay, and State Secretary of the German Federal Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Sylvia Bender. In her address, Ms. Upadhyay underscored the strong ties between India and Germany. She highlighted the robust collaboration on global issues and the strategic partnership nurtured through the intergovernmental consultations since 2011. She emphasized the significance of cooperation in the agricultural sector, particularly in digital technologies, and noted the impressive agricultural trade between the two nations. President Draupadi Murmu has highlighted that AI is disrupting the world, creating new opportunities as well as new challenges in many sectors, including journalism. The president said this while presenting the 19th Ramnath Goenka Excellence in Journalism Awards in New Delhi yesterday. She stressed on the urgent need to sensitize all citizens about the hazard of deep fakes and other misuses of artificial intelligence. The fresh round of talks between farmers from Punjab and delegations of central and state governments concluded on a positive note in Chandigarh yesterday. Next meeting will be held on 4th of May. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Cuba's Deputy Prime Minister Dr. Eduardo Martinez Diaz on the sidelines of the Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, they discussed development cooperation, especially in health and traditional medicine. In Swiss Open badminton tournament, several Indian shuttlers including Kidambi Srikanth, Isharani Barua and Anupama Upadhyay have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of singles events at Basel. Indian women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand also entered the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.